Gary, no sign of any end of season thoughts there. You must be delighted with that performance and that result.
Yeah, very much so. Been saying all along, we've got a hell of a lot to play for still. You know, we want to finish as high as we can, and individuals have got personal targets to reach and hit. And I think you saw two of them get on the score sheet tonight that, you know, are trying to get better every game.
You knew, of course, that Millwall were going to come here fighting for their lives, and initially the first thing you had to do was match their effort, wasn't it?
I thought that you know, they showed tremendous spirit, and you know, even after tonight's result, I don't see them being out of it completely. You know, I think it could go all the way to the last game of the season. I think they've, you know, Neil's gone in and done a terrific job so soon, and like you say, you saw him even at the death there, and we needed Steely to make a save, and they're still putting us under pressure, but we knew that they would come and do that. I think, you know, we've just been clinical in front of goal and managed to keep a clean sheet, which is something that we've been striving for the last couple of games.
And the difference, as you say, between the teams, Rudiger Stead and Jordan Rhodes, two established goal scorers for you, and that proved to be the difference between the clinical finishing.
Yeah, very much so. You know, I think the first one, I thought Craig Conway was magnificent all night, both in his performance and his attitude. And, you know, he's put another telling cross in, and after the deflection, the big man's got on the end of it. And it's a fantastic finish from the angle that it was at. And then he's turned provider with a fantastic through ball for Jordan. And again, you know, he finishes it so coolly. You know, he's took it early and passed it past Ford, and it was a fantastic finish. You know, we could have had more. Tom Kearney's been wasteful in front of goal, and should have done better. And then we should have been a little bit cuter in setting one or two up. And, you know, but overall, we're pleased with the clinical finishing of the front two again.
And you had to get over losing Matt Kilgallen as well, midway through that first half.
Yeah, it's another blow for us in terms of centre halves. And that's the real pleasing part as well, is that if you looked at the back four, there's only Marcus Olsen playing in his rightful position. I thought Darragh Linehan, for his debut, came on, did ever so well, was really keen and enthusiastic, as we knew he would be. And to get a clean sheet, like you say, it's a testament to the group of players.
And full marks as well to Jason Steele. You alluded to the fact that he's got to make a save there, and he made a couple at vital times. And Millwall, with a bit steadier finishing, may well have pushed you even harder.
Yeah, very much so. Like I say, we always knew it was going to be tough, and we knew that the goalkeeper would have to come into play at certain parts. And like I say, he made one decent save from us, and then we, you know, they did have a couple of opportunities. But like you say, in the end, we took ours.
And there's an opportunity here now, Gary, isn't there, with a couple of games to go, to finish really strongly and take some momentum into the summer?
Well, that's what we've been saying, you know, ever since the cup tie against Liverpool, and people were saying that that's your season over. Well, no, it's not, and it's still not, with two games to go. Like you say, we want to try and finish in the top 10 again, and if we can finish ninth, you know, we'll be okay with that. But like you say, it gives us some momentum going into the summer. We have this embargo still hanging over us, and that's a big thing that we've got to look at and see if we can get over it and get out of that embargo, because you've got to try and be competitive in this league, in the transfer market, as you've seen this season with the teams that are above us.
And just finally from me, Matt Kilgallen, any early any prognosis on his injury?
No, it's a little bit of a thigh problem, but we'll know more when it settles down in the morning.